but what would you refer to the upper part of the barn? The upper part, the loft. Where you had to climb up the ladder.
Yeah, I had to go up a ladder to go up in there. And that's where they put the dryer, the hay and fodder and everything, stored that upstairs.
Yeah. Now, was there an upstairs in the lot that y'all had? There wasn't an
no,
upstairs
no,
to that.
No, 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 that was, this was the, where they kept the horses. About, there was 15 or 16 head that they had, you know, on our farm. Mules and horses, and it was a huge barn, and then upstairs was the where they put all the hay and fodder to have to feed them.
I meant to ask you the other day. I asked how many acres that your grandfather had back then, and you said I believe he had four lots.
I think it was somewhere like that. And my father, when he bought more land, and he had about six lots, or maybe more. And the lot of land was 400. Well, it was more or less, most of the deeds called for more or less 490 acres, more or less. That's the way the lots was described on deeds then, in those days. Of course, now I think they measured and know about, you know, about how many acres is in when you buy a piece of land. But in those days, they described a lot on the deed was more or less, 490 acres, more or less, was a lot of land.
Was there ever any problems come up with people putting something up right at the line of somebody's property or something other?
Sometimes, not very, most people knew where their lines were, you know.
They'd work it out.
They'd work it out. There was no lawsuits or nothing like that along those days about where the line went, as I remember anything about. They always tried to work it out where the line was. And then when Jeff Davis was made a county, well, they started on the Appling County side, surveying out the lots of land, and then on the Coffee County side, and they met right near the Bell Telephone Room. And there was a strip of land in there that was left that was nobody had a deed to. And that was later decided which side of the landowner got it, and it was decided here in Jeff Davis County that the ones on the Coffee County side got the land that was left there, you know, that was no deed or nothing made to.
Now getting back to the barn and lot and all, what about what do you call hay that's piled up outside the barn? What would you call if there was a big lump of hay there, you'd call it a hay
stack.
Let's see, what about there would be stacks of hay out in the, like, would that haystack specifically, like, out in the field?
Well, that'd be where they'd stack it up to cure it, you see. They used to just cut the hay, and they had poles, and they cut trees, you know, poles, and they'd tack pieces across one way and one another, and then they'd put that hay up on these poles to dry, to cure, and leave it there, just fill that just as long as it would stay up on that, on those pieces, and that they call a haystack.
What about hay that'd be keeping hay also inside the barn then?
Then they bale it, you know, and then carry it to the barn after it cured on those stacks.
Now,